Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life land, you know. We got to save some land for the animals, some land for the plant people, and some land for, I guess, us, you know. How much do we need? Do we need a million acres to ourselves and fence it all off? No. Our ancient forefathers once said, you know, that how can you own the land when the land, the earth mother, is for everyone? And also, you know, when you dirty the waters, the land and the air, you know, you're going to find out that you cannot eat money once you poison the last fish and poison the land and the water. The land is very important to us. It's important to those coming up behind us, you know. Some of our forefathers, our ancient ones, our elders, were nomadic people. They didn't deplete the resources in one area. They moved around so they wouldn't do that. And that was a good thing, you know. We go into some area and there's some wood that are down and this and that. And we'll go take some of those, you know, and bring them to our campfire. We won't take everything because it needs the earth needs the decay in order to be healthy. And you want that to be healthy, because then if that's healthy, the animals are healthy and the water is healthy and the air is healthy. So that those are some of the things that we did for us. I'm gonna say us, and for those coming up behind us, they kept those things for everybody. The land provides much. Provides food for us, you know. Even if we didn't want to be a supermarket hunter, the land will definitely provide for you, providing that you know what to eat. And once again, safety first. Know what you're eating. And truth be told, the natural world, the wild world, is actually the healthiest food intake for you. And they call it super foods. Remember, the food that you get in the grocery store is food, you know. You get a big box or whatever, but you only get so much nutrients and minerals and things like that for you. And the rest is fortified, and they put the stuff in there. You know, what are they putting in? I don't know. And then you get the superfoods, which are the things that you plant. There again, you got to be careful because you don't want the genetically modified ones. You know, you want the healthy heirloom strains. And those are superfoods for you. And then there's the super foods, the ones that Mother Nature provides for you off the land. And so healthy soil, healthy land, yes. Some of the healthiest soil is in the swamps, you know. So potent, you know, you don't need much. You can just put a little bit of whatever you get out of the swamps, you can put it on top of the soil, and it'll grow something great and healthy for you. Not that we want to go on in and take all the soil out of the swamps. Again, you know, moderation. Move around. Don't deplete the resources. Keep it good for everyone, you know. The land, you know, provides much. Provides a good home, providing that you are in some good, healthy land to where to put your house. Sometimes if you're in the bottom of a ravine, you know, you get a lot of excess water, basements flood, those types of things. If you're more on a hill, you know, your everything drains down. We know that. The waters will also are also good to keep the rivers and the lakes clean. But if you disturb the land and plants go into the water, of course, you know, you're gonna disturb whatever bottom of the lakes and rivers there. We see that with some of the salmon, you know, out west. They disturb the soil, cutting down the trees, and now they don't have the runoff and all where the water can go, and so all the runoff is taking the soil that's up on the banks and the shores, and it's putting it in the water, and the salmon they need good clean bottom on the riverbeds in order to spawn. And then they got a bunch of new plant growth on the bottom that they have to deal with. So anyway, you know, the land also provides much for the animals. Provides cover, provides shelter. It provides for the birds. It provides nests, you know, when the forests are healthy and they need those kind of twigs, certain kind of twigs. And, you know, that's another thing, you know. It's always been amazing to me how they made those nests. They start off with one twig and then they intertwine it and keep it going, you know. That's amazing to me. And they've been doing it for thousands and thousands of years. Yeah, once again, we can take lessons from all of those beings on the face of the earth instead of making things that we think we should make, you know. Why are we trying to improve on Mother Nature, the things that come off the land, when we should be in unison with her and taking those types of things and learning those lessons and those gifts that she's already provided, how to keep cool, how to keep a good shelter, how to keep the water clean, the air clean, and what it will give to, it'll give more for us and keep us even more healthy if we take good care of the land. And that's where we're at now, you know, legacy to our children. So let's get out there and think about something. Put your thinking caps on, you know. Go into them schools and think about those types of things, what you're going to leave for your children. Those should be the first question on our mind, you know, the land and what we're leaving. The water, what we're leaving, the air, and what we're leaving. So, well, once again, thanks for tuning on in. This is Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Larper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.